Rosemary Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Neil Pearson Show continuing. Lots of questions to get to. First question actually came from a caller during the break here, Coach, wondering with the success of Michigan Tech, our teams, do we have a target on our back?
Oh, big time. And don't think that Minnesota State's going to use that. I mean, obviously, they haven't played. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for us, and that always scares me as a coach a little bit when you give extra time, teams extra time to get ready to play us. But, yeah, that target gets bigger and bigger as we continue to win.
Second question. Congratulations on the wins this weekend, Coach. Does the winning streak help us recruiting-wise?
Oh, sure it does. Yes, it does. I mean, and this is a big recruiting time. We didn't talk about the guys we signed today because there's so much to talk about, but we'll get that on next week. But it's Wednesday. Last Wednesday was a signing date, but it goes through this Wednesday. But it's no question. You know, recruits want to have a chance to go to programs that are winning and have a chance to get in the NCAA tournament. So the more we win, the more listeners we have, so to speak, out in the recruiting world.
Here's another good question. What were the recruiting tools used to get you to Michigan Tech
as a
player? What kind of recruiting tools was used by the coaching staff of McGinnis when you were brought in?
Well, obviously, I came here in 77, and if you remember, the Tech of 74, 75, 76 went to national championships games. That's not lost on recruits. So, obviously, to come in, have a chance to play for a winning program, play for an outstanding coach, and like I said, just having the chance to win, and also going to a very good academic school. So, all those things were important factors to me.
And can you touch on the evolution of recruiting and what it takes to bring blue-chip players in?
Well, it's the evolution recruiting from when I was a player. Basically, it was your senior year. You got recruited the second half of your senior year. Now, I just saw Notre Dame signed or verbally committed a 2,000. So I don't even know what grade that young man is in right now. But it's verbal. And just the evolution, I mean, with the website and, you know, the telephone calls and, the texting. It just has gone crazy. It really has, just with technology and and then you have the recruiting sites and whatnot. So there's just so much more information out there for recruits to try and get through. But also, when I was an assistant here at Tech in 82 to 86 or 88, I would go out, let's say Western Canada, and I might bump into one or two guys on my trip out there, if that. And it usually was schools from the West. Now you go out there, and very rarely can you go to game without being 5-6 schools there. And there's schools from everywhere, whether it's Bentley to Boston College to Michigan to Denver. Used to sort of have regional recruiting. That is no longer the case.
Winning coaches want to maintain the winning routine, but they also want to ensure that players don't become bored with it. How vigilant do you need to be that these guys are still hungry as possible while walking that fine line between complacency and burnout?
Well, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, you can't put a whole lot of pressure on them because the pressure's there of continuing the streak now as you continue. I'll call it the streak. I mean, people know about it, they talk about it, which is a good thing. It's a good thing too, but you have to be able to handle it and walk that line, as the question says. So, but we do change things up in practice, so the routine is different. You know, as much as you want to do this, some of the same things, you got to find different drills to accomplish the same. You have to trick them, Dirk, a little bit. And then obviously you have to make some changes in the lineup. Like, you can't be afraid to roll or change the lines like we did on Saturday, even though we had won Friday. You know, all of a sudden you put different guys together, and just a little change can give somebody some excitement. Well, wow, you know, it's different. You know, all of a sudden we've gone from vanilla ice cream eating all the time to, wow, now we put some chocolate sauce on that, and boy, did it spice it up. So, great question, and that's you're always walking that tightrope, not to be overconfident, but not to be underconfident, to be prepared, but not overprepared. You know, you have to be in the right zone. So, and I think we've done a pretty good job, our staff, of that.
Here's a great question that I know the answer to, but has Tech been the victim of coaches not honoring the gentleman's agreement recently? And how does Mel approach situations like that?
Yes, we've had that situation just recently. We have honored it, and I will continue honored it unless it's put away with, I guess. But yeah, we just lost a recruit recently that a young man we had committed and was really looking forward to coming here, but the other school kept bothering him and made some calls, and you know, and then the coach wanted to call me, and you know, I don't know what he wanted to tell me, but I had no interest in talking to that coach. I mean, you know, honor, integrity, and whatnot mean a lot to me, and some coaches it doesn't, obviously.
With Mankato, you kind of already touched on this. Mankato coming off a bye week, does that affect your approach to practice?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, we're coming off a tough road series with tough travel, and you know, you got a team there that's had a chance to get healthy and fresh, both physically and mentally, and that's part of it too, is the grind. It's a mental grind as much as it is physically, mentally, day after day. I mean, we've been going since September 15th when you think about that, and you know, most teams, I mean, we got some teams that are done already this fall. You know, it's crazy, but it's our sport. It's the way it is, and we have to make sure we do things to give our guys not only a break physically but mentally too, to keep them fresh.
Coach, how do you put defensive pairings together and forward lines together? What's the criteria? Speed, skill, development-minded, upperclassmen, and is it just coaches' decision, or do the players have a say in their lines?
You know, it's mainly a coach's decision, but I have gone to players at times and said, who do you want to play with? Who do you feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. Who can we put you with that you are going to have success? And then that's sort of on the player a little bit, because he says, well, you know, I'd like this guy and that guy. So I've done that from time to time. The way you put your lines together is you want some chemistry. You know, you want to see it on the ice. You want guys who enjoy playing with each other. You do need some defensive responsibility on each line. You'd like to have some offensive creativity and some speed and a little bit of grit on each line. So those are some of the things we look for to put on a forward line. As far as defensemen, you want a good pair. You don't want two offensive defensemen per se that are going to be up the ice the whole time. I remember at other school I worked for, we had Jack Johnson and Matt Hunwick, who are both playing in the NHL, leading a 2-on-0 rush one night. So I don't think you need that, but you want some size, and maybe on defense with a guy, you know, physical guy, puck handling guy. You try and find two players who can complement each other well on the back end and read off each other.
Kyle Larson just emailed, Air Force was the last team to start 10-0.
Yeah, and what year was that?
They went 13. They won 13 straight. 08-09.
08-09. Yeah, it's difficult, and you know, I don't. Doesn't matter who you play. Every night you got to lace them up and find a way to win. You could run into a hot goalie. You can have injuries. You know, there's a lot of different things that go on in it all. So, good for our team. They found a way so far, some way, to keep it going. And it's going to be difficult this weekend because we're playing one heck of a hockey team. It's going to be. I mean, this is as good as it gets. I mean, if you want to see good hockey, you're going to see future NHL players here. You're going to see kids who are going to play in the National Hockey League. This is as good as it gets on both teams. And the way the games are going to be played, there's going to be a ton of pace, a ton of speed, good skill. They're going to be physical. You'll see great goaltending. Like I said, I wish I could just sit back and watch these games. I mean, from a fan's perspective, it doesn't get any better than this.
It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, big shout out from the Misfits, Coach. Great job so far this season, and keep it going. So.
No, the Misfits are great. I don't know when their first trip is this year, but I feel them are over at Lake State, but we can't wait to see them on the road somewhere, and good for them. And that's a great group. They support our team, and that's what you need, and our players really appreciate that.
That's it. The Mel Pearson Show. You can listen back online at MichiganTechHuskies.com and at 6 o'clock tonight on Wimple Radio, the Mel Pearson Show. Big games this weekend. Get your tickets, all kinds of deals.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock, to South Range, to Jacobsville, to Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.